One of the first things they've looked at is taking place in the grounds of the University of Reading.
Yes, there's several ways.
They're hand-pollinating strawberry plants. It might seem strange, but hand-pollination is something that's already been tried out in southwest China, where wild bees have been completely eradicated due to loss of habitat. Perhaps it could be an answer for us.
Take some pollen from there.
So here on the outside,
these are the anthers that actually produce the pollen.
Okay, yes. Where shall I go?
And let's try this flower here. So right in the centre.
Right on the centre. That one?
Yep. And you dab it on there gently, and you will have rubbed some pollen onto the stigmas, and that will help develop and fertilise, and you'll stop a strawberry.
I can see straight away, though, that it's not exactly the same intricate talent that a bee would have.
We're clumsy.
What the bees do perfectly is spread the pollen very precisely and evenly across the stigma of the flower, which is extremely important when it comes to the finished product.
So, as consumers, what do we like to have? We like to have nice, large, perfectly formed fruit. That's what we're after, and you need good pollination to get that. And here's an example of, this is quite an extreme example, but this hasn't been pollinated properly. Is that appetising?
No.
Not really. So, given the world where we've got declining pollinators, we wanted to ask the question, how much would it cost to replace that service that bees are giving? So we trained up some students, and we gave them paintbrushes, and we timed them to pollinate different crops, strawberries, apples, oilseed, and so on. And then we calculated how many of those flowers there are flowering in a year in the UK. And putting that together, working out what would be the minimum wage we could pay them, we came up with a figure of £1.9 billion per year to replace the service that bees do.
So it's pretty clear hand pollination isn't practical, and we really can't do without bees.